USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
More details were released Monday by the CDC on folks that have been vaccinated. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. Which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
72 million vaccine doses have been administered, reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Center for Disease Control announced new guidelines for people that have been vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has released its guidelines for nearly 31 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of those recommendations would allow those who are fully vaccinated to meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk of severe illness without masks or social distancing. Dr. Richard Besser says that could help encourage more people to get the shot. The former acting director of the CDC tells ABC News it would be a welcome step towards normalcy.
So if it's an individual who's at low risk of having serious illness, the CDC is saying you can be together. And so that opens the door for grandparents to meet with their children and their grandchildren and have that kind of contact. And I know for a lot of people, just that movement towards some semblance of normalcy will be a great emotional release. And I hope for some people who've been on the fence about getting vaccinated, it will encourage more people to do so.
Since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th, more than 72 million doses have been administered. That's reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.6 million shots a day. 14 games scheduled Tuesday in Major League Baseball. The spring training games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Two late games, Nationals and Astros at 6:05 p.m. and Dodgers and Reds at 8:05 p.m. Tickets are available for the games being played in Florida and Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bright.